Good morning, everyone. The Federal Treasury has cut its long-term economic growth forecast because of a decline in the working age population and working hours. Now, a senior Treasury official has said that he expects potential GDP to grow by about 2.75% annually over the next few years. That's down from the 3% growth predicted in the federal budget. The federal government is expected to release its mid-year budget update next month, and official growth figures are due out next week. The governor of the central bank has indicated that interest rates will be on hold until next year. Glenn Stevens spoke at a gathering in Sydney last night to Australian business economists. Mr. Stevens says that if the official rate was to move lower, it wouldn't happen until next year. And in the meantime, economists should just chill out. Well, one cause for concern is the price of iron ore, which has slumped to a 10-year low. Iron ore fell almost 2% overnight to close at $43.4 a tonne. Now, this is the lowest price since 2005. The fall has been driven by weaker Chinese demand and a higher US dollar. Let's go to the global markets now, and they're all rebounded after early declines. At the close, the Dow, NASDAQ and S&P 500 all rose around 0.1%. In London, the FTSE fell 0.5% to the close. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $41 a barrel, Tapis crude is at $47 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,075 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 72 US cents, 68 euro cents and 48 pence sterling.